Hello dear ones, it's Tashi DeSantos here. Lovely to connect with you and welcome to the last few hours before the final eclipse of this particular eclipse season of 2018. I would like to start by advising you that the closing theme to the ecliptic portal of the beginning of 2018, which has a strong link to what was happening around August 2017. This one in particular, in Aquarius, is holding on to or promoting the age, the actual age of Aquarius and what that means. For those of you who don't know, the age of Aquarius is an actual astrological time period, okay? And astrologers believe that an astrological age, what it does is it impacts and affects and influences and inspires humanity, civilization, and our world as we know it in various ways. The age of Aquarius specifically is associated with inventive technologies, initiation, flight, aeroplanes, democracy, freedom, humanitarianism, themes like astrology, rebellion, nonconformity, futuristic pursuits, connection or intergalactic experiences, being able to time travel. It also is very much linked to humanity and its connection to the future times. There's an uncanniness and wildness to the theme as well, and you can see it as electric or lightning-like, but its presence is about global communities, how we connect as a whole, and our abilities to do so. Such ages last for very long times, and we're not going to be able to witness the age of Capricorn. I mean, there are some theories that we may be in that age as opposed to the age of Aquarius currently, but I'm a believer that we are in the age of Aquarius. Anyway, ages like these take a very long time to spin backwards, but each time they are present, they hold the theme, the grand theme of what our evolution will be all about. And because of this age and what it represents, okay, and these current eclipses on the Leo Aquarian axis, specifically now with this solar eclipse in Aquarius, it's almost like an arrow shooting into the core of this age and us all relearning or unlearning what we are really needing to at this point on a collective level. The peak energy of the Aquarian symbolism and meaning here really wants us obviously to transform through how we are contributing to the collective, how we are being of service, being available. The exact opposite lunar total eclipse that took place just a couple of weeks ago was doing the opposite thing. It was really working on us and our role as, you know, independent, precious humans, but also, of course, interconnected. But what we're doing for us, how we're working with the immediate, with our personality, our core, are we making the most of our lives, right? So the theme was very much centered on our own imprint. And this now focuses on how we can use that, obviously, to contribute, to be of service, to put our hands in the hot pot of this global community and think about things like the environment, how much plastic we consume, how much meat we eat, and where we shop from. You know, all of this is indeed under the spotlight. So you can guarantee that this solar eclipse It will bring us a lot of confidence, especially as we approach April, to understand our role as a whole and to also have a greater level of tolerance, because we really haven't been able to accept certain things, I think, collectively for quite some time. But now something is shifting, and this eclipse will support us to accept a lot of what is just how it is, you know, especially about how the world is right now. And through that acceptance, a great freedom, a great liberation will come, because then we can move forward beyond it, beyond the limitations that we haven't been able to digest or process. So a greater tolerance will create a greater strength, which will create the right initiation to take place in a beautiful setting that involves the global community, that involves all of us being capable of really seeing one another as equal, no matter who we are, no matter where we are. And the way we will do that is by acknowledging, you know, that everyone, no matter who it is suffering on some level, is also questioning why things are happening the way they're happening, and also, I guess, wants to be happy. The connection, the ability to connect, I think, in levels that we have been avoiding collectively, which is from the heart's path, will become quite a possibility. And just the love of each other, I think, the love of humans, what we can do because we have done great things, and we can also now use our brilliance to really prevent catastrophes. So there is a unity, a collective unity happening, and a greater understanding, a release from believing in forever, you know? I think the obviousness that our life is impermanent and our conditions are impermanent and everything is impermanent, I think this obviousness will be so present, and this eclipse will support that. And then through knowing that, a greater care and depth of union to the greater collective, to everything in fact, will take place. More practically, I think if you want to really know how this ecliptic energy is influencing you personally, first of all, we're working with the Leo Aquarius axis, okay? So get out your birth chart, your birth map. You'll need your time of birth, place of birth, and date of birth to do that. And you can go online. There are many free opportunities online to just, you know, type in this information and just have a peek at your chart. So have a look at it and see where your Leo is. Anything in Leo, where is that situated in your house? Also take a peek at what's going on in the 11th house, okay? And the 5th house. And on top of that, check out what's happening with any Aquarian-related placements. Through that, you can get a bit of an idea how you'll be affected personally. I'll give you a quick overview just so you can understand. If you have any Aquarian or Leo related placements in any of the houses I'm going to mention, depending on the planets and the degrees and the aspects, of course, you know, you can go into the deeper meanings, but just to tap into a lighter, more, I guess, pithy understanding, I'm going to give you an overview of the houses and their symbology, and this way you can connect the dots. For example, if you have, you know, Mars in the first house in Aquarius, obviously the way you deal with your personality, your imprint, your personality, how you're projecting yourself into the world, will be under the spotlight and will go through major change and transformation. Does that make sense? So the houses, okay? The first house is connected to our personality. Our physical appearances, our traits, our characteristics, our first impressions, our general outlook into the world, our persona in a nutshell, our ego, beginnings, initiatives, the self, our attitude, our approach, okay? The second house is linked to material and immaterial things. When we're talking about material things, we're talking about monetary matters, transactions, things of certain value, our belongings, our properties, what we acquire, what we cultivate. And on an emotional level, it's linked to our security, our substance, our self-worth, and what makes us feel safe, okay? And of course, all matters linked to security. The third house is linked to higher education and our environment, all forms of communication, how people express themselves to us, how we're relating with the world through body language, SMSs, texts, direct interactions. It's our general happiness, our achievements, our siblings, our neighborhood matters, our domestic travels and transportations. The fourth house is the home, family, our heritage, our roots, our ancestry, and of course the foundations we're building on. The fifth house is love, children, the heart chakra, creative self-expression, and what we do for fun. The sixth house, I was just at the fifth house, the sixth house now is our responsibilities, our employment, our routine tasks. And it can also be linked to pets or domestic animals, our health, that's a big one, our overall well-being, employment, and our responsibilities. Seventh house is about our close confidant-like relationships, our marriages, our business partnerships and networks, you know, agreements, treaties. Basically, it's all about close confidant-like relationships, marriages and ex-marriages and partnerships in this lifetime. The eighth house is a powerful one. It's our sexual energy, money on a grand scale, lump sum investments. It holds the birth, life, and death portal in astrology. It's a very powerful one. And of course, it's linked to the occult, psychic domains, regeneration, transformation, and deeply committed relationships of all kinds. The ninth house is international travel, okay? Cultures, our experiences through expansion, academia, study on a grand scale, long distance journeys, religion, our gurus, our spiritual practices, and how we teach and how we are taught. It's also linked to law and ethics. The 10th house is our ambitions, what motivates us, our career, our status in society. It's also our public appearances and what we're projecting to become, our images or our impressions at a large, okay? So our role out there. The 11th house is friendships, acquaintances, people of like-minded attitudes, our social groups and societies, our higher associations, the benefits we'll achieve from our hard work. It's also where our hopes and wishes live, okay? And the 12th house, one of my favorites, is the accumulated subconscious. It's the key to everything that has gone before. It's a storehouse of wisdom. It's what lies beneath. It's the depths. It's our dreams. It's our past lives, karmas, our debts, our blessings. It's also the end of the road, but also the beginning in terms of a wisdom portal. But above all, it's past life related, debt related, and it's a storehouse of wisdom through dreams, the subconscious, and what lies beneath. So what we're hiding from ourselves, or what is propelling things from down under. Okay? Now, I just wanted to give you a very quick overview of all the houses so you can link up the significance to really find out how this particular eclipse will affect you. Dear ones, I would love to say more, but I'm going to leave it at that. I wish you all such a blessed, transformative, and empowering time. Please do spiritual practice and make good aspirations for the world during the eclipse itself. Any benevolent activities will be multiplied infinitely on the day of the eclipse. So definitely invest in beneficial activities, okay? And let me know how your eclipse time went. I would love to hear your stories. Okay, I send you so much love and infinite blessings. May all be auspicious. Bye-bye.